Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the issue of cheating somebody or stealing, lying to somebody, deceiving somebody in order to protect one's money. And we said in the previous shiur that, well, we concluded that in order to extract money from someone else that belongs to you, one is not allowed to lie. However, one would be allowed to if one is just protecting the money already in his possession. The other person is trying to be dishonest. In the Gemara Maseches, and we'll continue again, this is based on the Torah Moreh Rabbi, Bardo Rechai Mer Harwitz Shlita. The Maseches Ketubot says there in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yossi, an almana that sells Minichse Yisayman, she sells the Nechasim of the Yisayman for her Mizonos and for her Ksuba, doesn't have to specify what's for Mizonos and what's for the Ksuba. And the Gemara says, V'chein Koicha Yofe. Tosis writes, the Koicha Yofe means, Shemitoch Shehim Oicheles Stam, Himarvachas Loimam, Elo Machalti Lemizonos. Lo Yuchla Yisomim Loimam Laim Shasa Ibda Mizonos. Kemoisha Yuchon Loimam Laisa Kusavis Elo Mizonos Fe Luxuba, Vezuchon Loma Shah Mizonos Machal. Stomeret, Tosfot Masbirim, Shatam Shel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's reason is that the Gemara says earlier, Amar Aleph, that a woman, Shehimtina, that she waited, Velo Tavat Mizonoteha Shalosh Shanim. She wasn't Toivea her Mizonos. For 3 years, she's Moichel and she loses them. And if so, if it is specified in the Shtar Mecher that she sold for the Gvias Haksubo, she might lose her Mizonos that she has not yet demanded. So that's if she says that she's selling these items for her ksuba. Then if the Shtar Mecher says it's the Kviyas HaKsuba, then she can lose her mizonos that she wasn't yet Toveya. But if she doesn't explain in the Shtar, since according to Rabbi Yossi, the Nechasim are in her Chazaka, she could taina klape Yisomim that she wasn't Mochel on the mizonos. And Adarav, those Nechasim that she sold were for Kviyas HaMizonos, and therefore she wasn't Mochel, and she's not going to lose out on the Mizonos. And so Tosis means, Tosis says that Mitoch Shemocher Estam, Mervach Eslami, she gains to say, Eilu Macharati Eilu Mizonos, I sold this for Mizonos. And the Yisam, Lo Yichlu Yisam, Lo Yichlu Yisam, can't tell him, Shasa, she waited Ibda Mizonos, she loses her Mizonos. Like they could have said to him, and then she could have said, so the other Mizonos, you lost. You were Moichel on the rest of the Mizonos. She said, no. I wasn't Moichel on any Mizonos. That was for the Mizonos. And now I'm going to sell for the Ksuba. So that's the first part of Tosfos. And now Tosfos asks, "Im tomar ma yipu koichu hashta dikamra kol macharti lemizonot v'lo ibda v'chein zonah d'sheker hu sherei gam l'ktuba machra rak asher kitzad yitachein shetuchal la'isha." How could it be that the woman could lechatchila lie to the assignment and taina that she sold from Mizonos, and she wasn't Moichel on this Chiyuv, even though she sold it for the Ksuba, and she was Moichel on the Mizonos? So Ma Pitom that she can lie? And Tosfos answers, ויש לומר, מי תיימה, שעשה שתיים או שלוש שנים באותו מזה ניסה, במזה ניסה. What's the reason that after two or three years she loses her mizonos? ואין כאן עונה כלל. שלעיקר הטעם שלכם, אם לא תבע את המזונות שלוש שנים, היא הפסידה אותם, is because there's a reisa, why wasn't she tovea them until now? And therefore it's mistaver that she was moichel. And ממילא במקום זה שמכרה, ולא פרשה, אין כלל ראיה שמכרה תביעת המזונות, כיוון שסמכה על כך שתוכל תמיד לטעון, שאדרבה מכרה למזונות ולא מכרה להם כלל. There's no, there's no fraud at all, because the ikar tam, that if she wasn't tovea mizonos for 3 years, she loses them, is because it's a reisa, why was she tovea them until now? Therefore, it's mistaver that she was moicha. Mamela, in such a case where she was moicha, she sold and she doesn't explain. There's no raya that she was moicha on the mizonos, because she relied on the fact that she can always taina that... But Adaram, she already sold these nechasim for nizonos, and she wasn't mochel on them at all. And the Memela, even if she doesn't make such a taina that she sold for nizonos, she's molded that she sold for the ksuba, there's no raya that she was mochel on the nizonos, so it's not a lie at all. And she's not mefarish, she wants to leave herself the option of saying that it was for nizonos, because she really wants it because she doesn't want to be mochel on the mizonos. And the lo tavatem kan machalta v'hachal lak lameimar v'dig lameimar d'lo chashel etovam mishum she'ochla lamar akol machalti. The mizonots. Ayin sham d'vrei atosfot. Tosis is as I explained it, at least I think it's Tosis as I explained it. So Rapshuto, we have to understand, what does it matter that she knows the truth that she wasn't Moichel? Nevertheless, how's it mutter for to be Meshaker? Now, Zamaisa, she wasn't Moichel. How's she allowed to be Meshaker and say that, no, I earlier sold for the Mizonos and I wasn't Moichel and now I can sell for the Ksuba? And here she's not protecting the money that she already has. She's trying to be motzi mamon me'ayisomen. So you see from here, l'chayra, that she can lie in order to get mamon from the yisomen. So it could be, if that's not a riot at all, that you're allowed to lie in order to protect money that's coming to you. Shalei sham, ain't tanat sheker. There is no time of sheker because she knows she wasn't mochel the mizonos. Just the yisomim say, no, you're mochel. You're mochel. So she can go back and say, I wasn't mochel because I sold for... What I sold earlier was for the mizonos. But she knows, in other words, but the point is that she knows she wasn't mochel on the mizonos. So at the end of the day, her taina, as far as work, taina is inherently a lie because she really sold it for the ksuba, not for mizonos. But what the yisomim really want to get out, what the yisomim really want to extract from her is that she was mochel on the mizonos. And lemaisa, she wasn't mochel on the mizonos. So that's what her taina is saying, because I wasn't mochel on the mizonos. So that's the way we interpret her taina, and therefore it's permitted. No, strictly speaking, it's not true that she really sold for mizonos, and she didn't sell for the ksuba. But since the end of the day, her point was, because she really sold for the ksuba, and excuse me, she sold to the ksuba, not for mizonos. But her point is that I wasn't mochel on the mizonos, so we allowed her to say that, because she's just, her point is, I wasn't mochel on the mizonos, and therefore her taina is, I sold for the ksuba. You know the truth of what she really said. I sold for mizonos. You know the truth is she really sold for the ksuba. But her point is again that I wasn't mochel on the mizonos. And therefore we allowed her to do that. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Bo, And the pasuk v'ishlish nesreu writes, "Ein sheila zuk sheila mor v'kelim she sheila menas lahatzir." Al tiv shishlam em matana v'kish baruch hu yiten lamchein v'nei amitzvah yidnu lahem. Meitzik nevi sa shi tzevek parash baruch has shalom. Ela haya dabar mutu lahem shevei avuda shasu lahem ein la erich v'ein l'schar melacha l'shevei soch v'tachlis. So, Rabbi Nochai says, what's pshat? When we left Egypt, by Yishalu me'ish yish me'israel v'sham me'isrusa, v'asim v'klei katzim klei zov, what do you mean you're borrowing? Not giving it back. So the answer is no. They should ask them b'matana. They should ask for a gift. Benzig nevistas she had sabah kodesh baruch hu. It was mutter. Why? Because havodah she'asu lahem ein la erech. ואין לשכר המלאכה שהיה בסוף התכלס. זה באמת מגיע להם. באמת מגיע להם this money. So therefore it wasn't Gnevus Das when they asked בלשון שאלה. So in other words, what seems to be bothering Rabbeinu Bachaye is that the midstream, you're right, what they're really saying is Vayishalu, not She'el Amenas Lahachzir, but it's Matana. They're planning to keep it. But the midstream are going to understand that it's Amenas Lahachzir. So how can they lie? So the answer is, they are owed this anyway, so they can lie. There's a kasha. Because you don't, you're not allowed to take money from someone else in order to get what's coming to you. Unless we say that Rabbeinu Bachaye holds not like that. We prove that from the Rajba, but maybe Rabbeinu Bachaye holds you are. Before we saw Mari Ben Lev also, he says maybe you're allowed to be made a disheker. He's talking to Sholem a disheker, Dim Shigod Shinik Bachaye Lo Bemis. You're allowed to be made a disheker. Somebody really owes somebody else money. You're allowed to lie in court in order to get this money because it's really owed. So maybe Mari Ben Lev is like Rabbeinu Bachaye, they both hold. You're allowed to be dishonest in order to get what's coming to you anyway. However, it would appear that we can prove from an open Gemara that you're not allowed to be mishak or even lahatzilas mimona miramos chaveiro, even to save your money. It says in Shavuos 31a, Minayin l'noishe v'chaveroi, Mone v'ta'ano masayim, Shalayom racha achbarenu v'beis, Nivod lo mechutz l'beis. Shalos chayv lo shuv l'gagalai shvua m'mokom acher. He says like this, when somebody says a mone, l'noishe v'chaveroi mone, the Tana Masayim. A Malve lent his friend a money, 100 dinar, and he's coming to be Toveh him. How do we know that he shouldn't say, the Malve shouldn't say, At Enenu be Masayim, I'll be Alpayim the base, and he owes me 200. In order that he'll be Moideli be money, he'll admit 100, and I'll be Mischai be Shvua. And then, I'll be megalgal shvua mimakom acher. Gilgal shvua means that normally you can't get him to swear on something, but if you can get him to swear on A, you can't. There's no shvua for A, but there's a shvua for B. So once he's already being nishban B, you can be megalgal shvua on A also. Because there's no shvua on karkois, but once you're mashbi on the tatlin, you can also mashbi on karkois. So how do we know that you're not allowed to do that? So don't tie on 200 just kedei l'arviach at agilgul shvua hazeh. It's a sheker. It's a low honest. So that's the Gemore in Maseches Shvuos and Daf Lamed Aleph on the Aleph. So you see from here that you're not allowed to lie. And so, so that's one gemara. And now we have somebody owes his friend 100, and he's tied at 200. Shalom is the Nidra should say, Ach berenu, al bi kofer, v'holchoiv beveizdin, v'oideloi michutz lebeizdin, and al bi moide outside the beizdin, v'esh lo schaiv lo shvua, so that I'm not mischaiv b'shvua, because in the beizdin, al bi mischaiv b'shvua, moide b'miktsa, so outside the beizdin, I'm mischaiv b'shvua, al bi moide outside the beizdin, shal ma'isra, v'lo gagal lo shvua mokom acher, and also I'm gagal lo shvua mokom acher. So Tamar, let me know, you're not allowed to do that shtick either. Midvar, sheker, hilchak. Never tell a lie, Hashem is always watching, there's no reason to deny. So that's the Gemara. So Rambam, Paskins, Toen, V'nidan, 16:9, Hayanoshem mana v'tona masayim loyomer echbora kol b'vezdin, v'oideloi b'mana b'ni l'b'ni, k'dei sh'lo s'chayiv lo shvua. That if somebody's noshem mana me'ven, and he's tiny, and he says, give me 200, you shouldn't say, I'll be kai for everything in Beis Din, and then I'll be moide, in order that I shouldn't be mischai v'shvua. Just because he doesn't want to be mischai v'shvua. So, the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Gilgul Shvua, just to be mischai v'shvua is alone. Alone. So in other words, you now to be kai for, in order to be nitzal mishvua, even though your friend is coming b'ramos, this friend is trying to be sneaky, and he's coming and saying 200, so why can't you be sneaky back? The answer is, you see, that even if your friend is being sneaky and deceitful, you can't be deceitful back. He's being deceitful and he's tying something that he knows isn't true. You're now allowed to say something that's not true in order to avoid having to take a shavuot. So the kasha is, if I may express myself in Spanish, favos nisht, why not? So it must be that l'shaker bebeizdin chomu tfei. So here, on one hand, he's just trying to save his money, right? Because the guy is saying 200. And let him just be dishonest and play the guy's game with him. You play the lying game, I can play the lying game. But the shot is that you're not allowed to lie in a bebeizdin. That's very, very chomu. So even though in the end he's going to be modem mechutz lebeizdin, in the end the other guy's going to get his money, but l'shaker bebeizdin, it's no good. And we saw earlier in the previous shiur that if a person isn't chayev, he's allowed to say parati. And the reason is, it's in a beizdin. So maybe, but he's not an absolute sheker, because lemaisa he's really putter. So mali that he never borrowed in the first place, or mali that he paid it up. But the point is that he's legamrei putter. He's a little sheker muchlat, even though it's also twisting the truth. And also in the case of the ksuba that we saw, be'etzem, she wasn't mochel the mizonos, so therefore we allow her to say that when she sold from mizonos, even though she really sold for the ksuba, but be'etzem surely wasn't mochel, and therefore it ends up it's not an absolute lie. But if in our case, if he says, "Listen, you owe me 200," he says, "I don't owe you anything," that's an absolute lie, even if he's planning to pay it in the base, and he's planning to pay it afterwards. As Maya Adin, Be'achad, Shechavero Toiva Be'Beistin. Ruvain says to Shimon, come to Beistin. And he says, you owe me $1,000. Now, Ruvain is Tovei Shimon, he owes him $1,000. The only thing is that Shimon knows that Ruvain owes him $1,000 from somewhere else. So is he allowed to be koifer the mana? And in this way, everybody will end out even. Because if he's, listen, he knows he owes him this 1,000, but Reuven also owes him 1,000. So is he allowed to be koifer? So it would seem that it's aser, because in the case in Shavuos, you're not allowed to lie in court and make the beis din make a psak din me'uvas, a crooked psak. So if he says you owe me 200, and then the guy denies it all, that's a crooked psak. You're not allowed to cause a crooked psak. And here also, if he says you owe me 1,000, he really owes him 1,000. So that's a crooked psak. So you're not allowed to cause the beis din to make a crooked psak. In the other cases, we said, in the end, the psak is going to be the correct psak. But here, the psak is going to be an incorrect psak. So we don't allow it. Or maybe no. It's not a crooked psak, because at the end of the day, beis din's paskening, he says, I don't know you, you owe me 1,000. I don't owe you 1,000. And a chinami. He really doesn't owe him 1,000. Even the beis din paskening, he happens to owe him this 1,000, but since there's 1,000 owed in the other direction, so in the end it's going to come out the same as it is Bamis. Bamis, nobody's going to be paying anybody anything. So maybe it's mutter. So maybe we can be pushing this suffix from what it says in Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Yud, Siv Beis, that if the Toivea knows b'beirur she'aviyem shel ha'yitomim lo shilem lo b'chayav v'tafas la'achar mot aviyem mehanyat tfisato b'migu d'lakuach. You have a Toivea. Reuven knows that the father of the Yisayman didn't pay. And he's tefes lachem v'savim. He knows that he owed him money. And he pays. He knows that he owed him money. He knows that Reuben owed him money. And he didn't pay what he owed. So he can do tefisim. Why can he do tefisim? Migu. Because he could have said, lakuach, I already bought this. So it's like if he bought it, you can take it. So also he can take the payment that he didn't receive. Maybe we could have said lakuach. That he bought it. The Shach writes, that's in Chayshim Mishpat, the Shach writes, Bidasa Tur, not only is the Tfisa effective, but he could be Taifes, he could be Tain in the Beis Din, that he was Taifes B'chai Aviyam, we have to understand. Bemis, he was Taifes La'achar Mois Aviyam. How's it mutter to be Mishakri in the Beis Din? He's causing a Psak Din Muvas. Because since he was Taifes La'achar Mises Aviyam, the Din is that he has to give it back to the Asomim. You're not allowed to do that. Father owes you money, he's not allowed to take it after the death of the father. Now that'd be Teufis. So the answer is that since the father was Taka Chayev, he really owed it to him. It's not a Psak Din Muvas. It's not a corrupt Psak Din. Because he really did own. So in Achinami, you're now to be Teufis Lachar Mois Aviyam. But it's Mutun to the Meshachar and Beis Din. And say that he was Toifes B'chai Aviyam. Because the emphasis is that the father really owed the money. The Gemara in Shavuos says, "Minayin l'shlosh shenoshim mana be'echad." How do you know if three people lend a money to a person and they want to be Toivei him? They don't have Eidim on the Chayv. Shloyasu, they shouldn't conspire. Yehechad baldin, one of them will be the baldin to be tovei the money, and the other two will be edim to be moitzi the money. Yechlok, and then they'll split it up. Lomar midbar sheket tirchak, because it's midbar sheket tirchak, because they're not edim, they're baldin din. So here, even though the psakdin is correct, he really owes this money, but it's very chamor to testify in front of beis din b'sheket. So therefore, we see from here, even if the psakdin is correct, if he really does owe the money, but we don't allow them to be made b'sheker and beis din, because it's a eid b'sheker, because they're baalei din, these two eidim. And one of them is going to be Taveh, the other two are going to be Edim. They're not really Edim, they're Baalei Din. So since they're Baalei Din and they're made in based, and you're now to be made in based in Beshaker, even if it's to get money that really belongs to you. The Gemara says in the Machabir says in Lamedal, Tzifal, Pafil, Reit Kasher, Shodeh Bechaver, Shu Rosha, Ven Adana Makirim Rishoy, Osila Lahoid, Imo Afro P, Shu Egus Emes. Even in Eid Kasher, he knows his friend is a Rosha. And the Dan don't know he's a Rosha, he's not to be made with him, even though it's an Egus Emes. And he knows it's true. He knows it's true. The guys have an Eid Sheker, he's not to be made with him. And so Chalem Eid Kasher, Yodeh Beitz Chaver, Yodeh Shed Hashem Yishimu Eid Sheker, Shasila Lahoid. If he knows that the other aide is going to testify b'sheker, he's not allowed to testify with him. Whereas in the first case, he knows that the other aide is an aide pasul, and the aide pasul is going to be saying emes, but he's still not allowed to join with him because he's an aide pasul. And in addition, if the other aide is going to be saying sheker, he's certainly not allowed to testify with him. So the shach is bothered by the first case. Like, why not? He knows it's emes. So why can't you just go with the eight puzzle and whoever's owed money is going to get his money? So he says that it's Xeris HaKasuv. Even though it's an Etz Emes, it's Xeris HaKasuv. If it's an eight puzzle, this is Batela, and you're not allowed to be made. So we see that even though the money is owed, and the fellow, Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon's going to be losing the money, if you know that... Reuven is, if you know that one of the Edom is Pasul, you're a Kosher, and you know that the money is really owed, but you know that the other Edom is Pasul, you're not allowed to be Mitzdarif with him. So you see that you're not allowed to give Edus Sheker and Beis Din in order to help somebody attain what is really coming to him, because it's Chamor to be made Edus Sheker and Beis Din. So when the Gemara puts that under the category of Midbar Sheker Tirchok, and here it's Gemara says, "Me'ayin l'dayin shi'odeh l'chaveru shu'gazlan, chenet shi'odeh l'chaveru shu'gazlan l'ayin shi'odeh l'itztarifim, you shouldn't be mitztarif." You know the person that gazlan, he says Midbar Sheker Tirchok. It's interesting, the Rambam uses a different pasuk. I'm going to use the pasuk of Tashis Rajcha Yad Chaim Rasha. But okay, the Kesef Misha talks about that. So, Kopanim, we learn that from the, we saw in the Divrei Baalei Rasina Baalei HaTosfos that when Reuven takes money away from Shimon, Shimon is allowed to do something to get it back. Certainly, if it's in Shimon's possession, and Shimon's allowed to make sure to get the money back, as Yaakov Avinu did. And we saw from the Rashba that you're not allowed to be toying a time as Sheker Lahotzi Mechaver a moment Shekozal Mimenu, which is a chilek between extracting money that the other person has and taking it away. That's Aser. If it's right in your possession, it would be Mutter. You're allowed to mislead him. We saw the Pnei Yeshu and Ksubis that Reuven was Mizai for Shtar and Shimon. Shimon can be Mizai for Shever. And we prove like that also from the Sheet of Mukubetz and Bav Mitzir Yud Gimel. You could falsify a receipt. And we saw that there's a special Chomer of testifying falsely in Beis Din, that there'll be a Psak Din Uvas. So we saw a Chiluk, that when it comes to the Baalei Din, if the Psak Din is going to be the correct Psak Din, then it's permitted. Even though the claim is not an honest claim, but since in the end the Psak Din is going to be a Liba de Emes, it's permitted to make the claim. Because in the end, the claim is really going to get the person what's coming to him in the first place. But when one makes a Sheker and Beis Din, one says a Sheker and Beis Din, it causes a Psak Din Me'uvas, a corrupt Psak Din, an incorrect Psak Din, that's forbidden. And that's the tainus of the Baalei Mamon. When it comes to Edom, it doesn't matter. Edom, even if it's going to be a correct Psak Din, they're now allowed to testify in a false way, whether it's testifying with an Eid Pasul, or three guys coming together to make a conspiracy. The two people will pretend that they're the Baal, that they're Edim, and the one guy pretending he's the Baal Din. He really is the Baal Din, but they're two pretending they're Edim. And now that I do that, even though the money is really coming to them, because to be made Eidos and a Beis Din is very chamor. That's in the Rosh Hashanah Tirchuk. So we should taka b'zeichet, tamid l'shmor al midat ha'emet. And of course, this is a very, very fascinating topic, and hopefully we will be zeichet to revisit it. B'sof davar ha'kol nishma, Elohim yirah et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Thank you so much for listening.